You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back with you, it's Hail Varsity Tuesday edition. We're powered by Cornhead Lager, Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbal, Connor Clark. We welcome in two-time World Series champ, standout Husker, Jabba Chamberlain, here to talk some baseball and beyond. Jabba, how we doing? Thanks for a few minutes, man.
You got it. Just trying to stay warm. I mean, everybody's getting canceled right now, so hopefully it looks like at the end of the week we're going to warm up, so hopefully we can get some games in.
That'll be big, and, you know, K-State, Nebraska is supposed to be tonight. Nebraska's sitting in prime RPI position. Another chance to add to that tonight down in Manhattan, but canceled due to the forecast, cold temperatures. What's the coldest you've ever been and where?
I mean, we played Friday here. It was pretty cold. I mean, coldest as a parent or coldest as a player?
Brother, we all have them Yeti cups, so we can insulate. Travel ball's travel ball. That being said, as a player, is there a game you started where you just couldn't get warm?
I like pitching in the cold because you can throw in and the hitters don't like it.
That's a competitor right there.
So I don't mind it. I've played in snow before. I think my first year either in Detroit or Cleveland, we started in the AL Central, and I think our first 10 games we didn't play a game over like 40, 42 degrees. Sure. So you get in the Central at the beginning of April, you catch some cold ones. I can't name them just because there's been a bunch, but I've been snowed out on opening day when I was in Detroit. Been in a World Series game where it was snowing, but yeah, there's some cold ones, and I think it's not as bad when you're playing, but when you're sitting in the stands, I mean, there's only so much you can do in so many layers. I'm over there doing calisthenics, like I'm trying to go in the pitch.
Well, would you rather play in the brutally cold or the brutally hot?
Cold.
Really?
Yeah, I just, when it's hot, like sweating and like, I was never a big change your jersey guy, which a lot of people are. And it's so hard, like with sweat dripping on your hand and just, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, now they're always looking at foreign substances.
Spider tack.
Yeah. So, and rosin is on the thing. So I always would put rosin on both wrists because it stops the sweat from getting down, and mm-hmm. sweat and rosin turns into sticky. So you got to kind of like find that balance, I guess. So, yeah, I would much rather pitch in cold because, you know, it's out of the bullpen. It's easy. You know, you get three outs and do that as a starter. And Carter and I were talking about that at lunch today. You know, it's different when you're in the field of trying to stay warm and make sure when you get the ball that you actually feel it. There was a couple times last year, I remember Carter was just like, Dad, I literally couldn't feel the ball when I got it. And mm-hmm. and so I can only imagine. I mean, it's different when you're just coming in relief to get some outs. But when you're out there on the field, it's definitely a different animal.
I love the brief pitching advice there from Jabba. Like, rosin's on the list. You can use rosin. And if you get sweaty, it gets all sticky. Just to let you know. I like how Jabba just threw it in there.
I'm not trying to out a family member, but I'm sure there's 7 gallons of pine tar in someone's glove in the garage.
Just depends on where, if you can find it or not.
That's right. That
is true. Can't blame him for trying.
It didn't matter. Jabba Chamberlain's with us, Hail Varsity Radio. Jabba, your take. I mean, Nebraska is on a roll. They are winning close games. They're blowing out teams. They are doing all the things right. Pitching's coming around. The offense has been what it needs to be, and now they get to get set for Big Ten play. And, you know, as we touched on the Triple Play podcast not long ago, you know, it's kind of that top four, and you need to position yourself and be part of that inner circle of three, we feel like, here for the Big Ten. And Nebraska's done their work already with RPI early on. but is this sustainable for this team when you look at their body of work to this point?
I think so. I mean, obviously, if you go back and you look at kind of, you know, what we talk about in the pitching depth and the things that we've kind of focused on, you know, in these conversations and on the Triple Play pod is, you know, our starters are doing our job. You know, they're doing those things. And we obviously, when we talked about early in the year, is seeing what and who is going to separate themselves. And obviously we've seen what Sears has done and we found our Friday guy. And that's my opinion. I could be mistaken, but I don't know what you guys have seen. But from what I've seen and, you know, obviously getting the benefit of what Will can do on both sides, Will Walsh, and being able to do that, I think there's still some bullpen stuff that we need to, you know, obviously fix. But, you know, I was really looking forward to this game today just because, you know, it's very, very favorable matchup and us being on the cusp of being in top 25, K-State being there, us being 9-3 in less than 3-run games, them being 7-3 in that same category, and, you know, just being on win streaks and winning a lot of games in a row and us winning the 16 out of 19. It's nice to continue that role, and I think that's what's important about midweek games. And so, you know, I was kind of bummed to see that this one was going to get canceled because I think it was a really good midweek test for us. But, you know, hitting, you know, 300 as a team, I think it's 299. No, right at 300. Yeah. And, you know, I would like to, you know, see consistency throughout. And we've starting to see that. And, you know, on the pitching side, the strikeout to walk ratio like to be 3-1. It's not quite there yet, but, you know, you have a sub-4 ERA and you're getting some guys to step up. And, you know, as we've touched on before, I think it's such a balanced team on both aspects. And we've only committed 16 errors in 23 games. And, you know, that's something that we wanted to tie up and get better at. And so I think the balance of this team, and, you know, we've had some games that have been close that we haven't won. But it's also put us in a position where we know we can win those close games. And when we see our record in that, and I think the balance is here. I really would like more consistency from the back end. And obviously you have guys that have stepped up in different roles and seeing what they can do. So I think with everything that we've done so far, it has been fantastic. And where we sit is we hold it in the palm of our hand. We just got to continue to execute and get started here with Big Ten play and do the things that we've been successful in. You know, hopefully once we get into it, we've got some guys that step up and you know, solidify their roles in the bullpen.
Jabba, what's your thoughts on the level of opposition that Nebraska's faced this year? That was one of the things I was looking forward to today, is getting yourself one final test against a bona fide top 25 team to kind of let the team know where they are as they head into the Big Ten slate. Also gets you another potential skin on your belt that you can use in postseason whenever you're arguing maybe to host a regional, maybe to get into a regional, whatever it may be. What's your take on that? The level of opposition Nebraska's faced this year, do you think it's solid or do you have concerns there? Because let's be honest, the Big Ten isn't going to up that level of competition Nebraska's played until you get to the end of the year and you play a team like Iowa.
I think it's been what we're going to be challenged with. We're going to have the games of certain teams that we faced, and then we have the Iowas and the teams that we faced early in the year. And then that's to your point, Elijah, is like, this would have been a really good mark going into it. And obviously, like you said, another notch on the belt for points and put us in a good situation and kind of see where we're at after we've gone through this and now starting into the Big Ten. But I think of what we played early and kind of what we saw out of them early before, you know, we've got into 20 plus games. I think what it leads up to is very, very similar to what we're going to see. And I don't think anything's going to take us, you know, by surprise with the teams that we face. You know, like we said, it's you got to win the series, and we've done a pretty good job of doing that. And I think if that maintains the focus and, you know, we pick some pieces together and just not try and do too much and don't overlook certain teams and go out and do what we've done. I mean, obviously we haven't tried to do too much. There's been some guys that have been put into great situations and they've succeeded, and there's been some that have kind of faltered, but they've been in those situations. And I think from that perspective, it's going to help us in the long run with these close games and, you know, getting some of these kids in here and putting them in different roles and seeing what they can do. I think with the teams that we played and the teams that were going to come up, I think it's a balanced type of contest. In, you know, you've had the ranked teams, you've had the teams that you should have blown out, and we have. And, you know, there's been a couple close ones, but that's going to happen. That's baseball. You know, it's, that's just the way it goes. So I think in all, I think it's been a very good dynamic of good, bad, and different with what we're going to face coming into the Big Ten.
Jabba Chamberlain is with us on Hail Varsity Radio. A couple minutes here. Wanting to go back to the bullpen, there's been some good things, and then there's been some things that raise a little bit of a concern. What do you think is the best thing you've seen from that group, and then the thing that raises your eyebrow the most?
They're not giving in. They're competing. Obviously, some of the numbers aren't great. I think a concerning factor is the walks out of the bullpen. I mean, that's a huge part of it. And, you know, you're coming in to get outs and to give them free runners. That's a big concern on the aspect of what I see. I think what concerns me the most is the consistency factor, and where they'll go out and boom, here we go. And then next thing you know, they walk four and, you know, everything's out of hand. So I think the consistency factor of it, we're getting, you know, decent innings out of some of these guys. And I would just like to see the consistency and the walk margins go down, because, you know, our starters have done a great job, but, you know, it's just sometimes when you go into the pen and you have that hesitancy and those things. But I think we have the arms to do it. I don't think it's lack of capability. I think it's just, you know, getting in, throwing strikes, challenging. Obviously, we've shown our defense can play defense, and we've proven it. And that's, you know, sometimes that's when they start walking people is when errors happen, because you get on your heels and you're not going boom. It's like, hey, as I stopped being stupid and stubborn as I got older, I'm like, I don't want to have five pitch at bats. I want you to swing the first, second pitch so my guys are ready to go. I can get out, make my money, and go throw some seeds in and call it a day. And, you know, just and I try to keep it simple, stupid. And the fact is, like, hey, early count contact. Like, if strikeouts, if they come, they come. But at the same time, I would rather get in and out and pass the torch and have that where it's like, ooh, I seen what this guy did. I want to do the same thing and just create that and the momentum and everything that you do. And it's contagious. It is. And I think it's just once we start having that in the bullpen, I think everything will kind of fall into place.
Jabba, I need you to hang on the other side of this break, if that's cool, for a couple of minutes. Want to get your take on Shohei, and I don't want to short it. So hang tight with us. Jabba Chamberlain, two-time World Series champ, Husker legend, he's with us here talking some baseball on the doorstep of opening day. We'll have more thoughts here on Nebraska Athletic Director Troy Dannon, his presser today. Great to be with you on a Tuesday. Hail Varsity, catch us on the YouTube channel, Hail Varsity YouTube, and we're powered by Cornhead Lager.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
One final time, good stuff from the folks in the stream reacting to Jabba Chamberlain. Good to hear from Jabba. Moonbot7 says Jabba takes his golf way serious. Jabba's pretty good at golf from what I hear. Good for him. You also have more comments from Brandon. Brandon says, love me some Jabba time. We'll get Jabba back on the show, of course, and check the pod out. We encourage you to do that. We'll have more thoughts from Troy Dannon and his presser today. And let's sneak in one more comment from the new athletic director and his vision, right? Did Nebraska hire a guy that can see around the corner the next 5+ years? And Dannon talked about the next 5 years.
The relationship our student athletes have with the university is going to continue to change and evolve. We can speculate what it looks like, but know this. If you think the last 5 years in college athletics have been wild, the next 5 years are going to put it to shame. There's a lot happening, and I don't think any of us know exactly what's going to happen. Nebraska, though, remember this. Nebraska became one of the greatest brands in college sports for one reason. Because we won. And you know how we won? We won because in 69, Devaney hired a strength coach when nobody knew strength coaches were ever going to be important. It's because we took initiatives with our student athletes time and time again to elevate them and put them in a position to succeed. Our student athletes, this is a great place. We do things for them that nobody else is doing. We are a national leader. But today, it's more than strength. It's more than nutrition. It's more than even the degree. It's more than facilities. It's more than giving a laptop when they come. It's more than, hey, we're going to prepare you for success throughout your life. Success now is about innovation in NIL. It's innovation in how we embrace the role of the student athlete inside of our athletic department. Success is about our collective. You're going to see me wearing 1890 stuff as much as I wear Nebraska stuff because it's about this. Recruitment and retention of our student athletes, number one.
You can fight it or you can embrace it. You certainly have to coexist with it because as you get to the point of revenue sharing with your student athletes, and part of that is not only going to be, okay, do you get the right dude in the door, your high-profile quarterback, your top left tackle, your beast at three technique, your edge rusher that breathes fire, your hybrid linebacker slash safety that can cover a tight end, that is going to cost you. And it's going to cost you to keep them. And it's going to cost you to keep your power forward or your point forward. It's going to cost you to keep your top-end volleyball player. And you can scream about it, that it's not how it's supposed to be or how it used to be. Well, it is. That's what it is now. And Nebraska is in good position with their collective to take care of and go after the best and the brightest. And your job as a coach is to identify that kind of dog personality. The NIL gravy is just that, the gravy. They want to come in and win and get to the next level and graduate and do all those things. But what's their motivation? Is it money or is it the ability to be great and then, oh yeah, make some money on top of it? We'll check in with Michael Bruntz, Husker 24/7 next.